Angel 95, Jerry Q in the morning, and glad to have you along here. And we have an interview, a podcast if you're listening that way. And we're going to be talking about Core Score again today. And I am looking at a picture of a barber lasted about 80 years in Alta Vista, and he's cutting my son's hair. But besides that, that's been overtaken by another business called K Construction. And we have our guest today, Ben Carmack, today. Hi there, Ben.
How you doing, Jerry? Good to be with you.
And Mark's with us, too. Mark, say howdy.
Hey, Ben, we're excited that you can join us today and talk to our audience about K Construction and talk about the journey that you've been encountering. So I think that's normally how we do it, Jerry, is we allow them to give a little introduction about their company first. Isn't that right?
That's right. Let's go with it, Ben. Tell us all about yourself.
Awesome. So, well, good to be with you. So my name is Ben Formanek, and I am the now president and CEO of K Construction. We're a general contractor that kind of does design build contracts for custom barn dominiums and commercial agriculture and some historic renovations. And as you said, we're located in Alta Vista, Kansas, and part of our office occupies what was once home to the oldest operating barber in the United States, a guy named Bat Nelson. So, man, we've called Alta Vista home. I kind of grew up there. I've got a lot of family there, but we've operated for 30 years out of Alta Vista as a self-performing general contractor.
That's great. Now you're a member. Wow. You're a member of the tribe that we talk about here regularly, Core Score. And so tell us how you became involved with the tribe there, Ben.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I am one of the founding members of the tribe in Manhattan. Was, you know, kept hearing about this guy named Mark Queen. And I had about three different guys say, you know, that knew me well and knew my heart for Kingdom Entrepreneurship and really said that, hey, I need to meet this guy. So one day, me and Mark set some time, and I had the opportunity to connect with him at his house, and I mean, I just got to hear hearts that were aligned in ultimately seeing the kingdom of God advance through entrepreneurship and business. So I got to hear Mark's story and kind of some of the vision that he had in equipping and raising up, empowering entrepreneurs to live their faith, not just on Sunday, but every day of the week.
You know, Ben, I think it's appropriate to let our audience hear. We often talk about this intersection of business and faith, and you've talked about this meeting that we had, which was absolutely incredible. I felt that day. We've talked about that before, but even in that meeting, we were talking about how in our culture, we're given so much power, if you will, to be able to shape an enterprise and to shape a business. And most businesses are designed in our culture to be designed to provide income for the entrepreneur and the people that they collaborate with. But oftentimes that independence is focused on, if you will, just that element of profit over people. And when we really change and we begin to think about this intersection of faith and business, it lets us operate in different ways. And I know you've been doing that. So tell us a little bit about your journey of how your faith has intersected K Construction.
I mean, that's so good. I think that it really is a matter of shifting the focus from delivering income to an entrepreneur and shifting that to delivering outcomes for the people that we get to serve. And that includes our clients. It certainly includes our teammates, the people that we work with, and then, you know, an impact on our community. So, you know, I have kind of been an entrepreneur since a young age. I would say 2002 is when I moved back and went into business with my family full time. And faith was always kind of at the center of my life, but there was a disconnect and a divide between what I did Monday through Friday and sometimes Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. and what it meant, you know, what Sunday looked like. And I think that part of that was just alignment around the team that I was with. But probably more for me, there was this divide between what was sacred and what was secular. And this was a mindset that, man, I had a lot of trouble overcoming. It's taken a long time. But at this point, what I get to do is serve people in a way that is rooted and grounded in love, which all of those attributes of love that we see in 1 Corinthians, you know, which is kind and gentle, and it assumes the best and it puts the needs of others first. I mean, that's actually the way that we get to operate our business. So it shows up in the way that we negotiate. I mean, we leave a piece on the table. It shows up in the way that we're able to be generous with our employees and our, and then even, you know, in the community, where we see people engaged in, you know, bringing kingdom values to pass. So I can give you a list of those, but man, we've had the opportunity to invest and sow into things that heaven cares about.
Yeah. As a group, we're able to share with one another. I know I'm in radio and you're in construction. There's some guys in some other lines of work. How has this helped you? I mean, as far as understanding that even though we're in different professions, we all have some similarities in how we deal with things.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of similarities when it comes to dealing with people and really putting the needs of others kind of before ourselves. And I think that, you know, to be able to hear testimonies and stories of the faithfulness of God in different contexts really empowers us to believe and to move forward when the facts of the situation don't always line up with the truth of what is laid out in the Word of God and what the Spirit is saying. So I think that community and being able to strengthen one another and encourage one another to move forward in faith, man, is one of the things I appreciate most about being a part of tribe community.
I was going to say that you mentioned something when you talked about the difference of the focus on income versus outcome. That just sparked this reminder inside of our tribe meetings, the number of times that one of our members has brought a problem in either a crucial conversation or a godly counsel. And they are, if you will, focused on the obstacle at hand, regardless of whether it was a business, a personal, or a spiritual issue. And they were looking for an outcome. And they had come into the perception of the obstacle, and they were basically stuck. So while they're focused on a godly outcome, they didn't know how to get there. And it was the wisdom that the other tribe members that originally started in the form of a question of, have you considered this? Have you thought about that verse of the Bible or scripture? Have you handled these other items which might be affecting that? You just made me think about those powerful moments of all of those questions that we had shared inside of the tribe from a loving, non-judgmental perspective. Yeah. That have really had an impact. And I can think of some of the ones that you've offered up to some of the other tribe members that I want to tell you first, thank you for doing that. And I wanted to ask if you can recall one of those questions that had an impact on you.
Yeah, I think sometimes that, and it's very helpful when you're in the middle of the battle or you're in the middle of the forest, you know, all you see is trees, and it's really helpful for people who aren't feeling the pain in the moment, you know, to be able to offer perspective and encouragement and truth. So I'm thinking, I think one of the other benefits is even when you're not in the hot seat and you're hearing other people work through problems and you're listening for them, ultimately, I think one of the powers of coming together with a faith in God and that He speaks is that we can listen for each other And I saw that. I mean, I wouldn't want to share the details because I, you know, value the confidentiality and just the open place to share, you know, and know that it'll stay there. But I saw and have seen completely different perspectives and ideas come and light bulbs come on as, you know, I hear people sharing and fresh ideas that are expressed there.
How has it helped your personal life? How has it helped you in your personal life?
So I think there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. And, you know, I think that, as we've mentioned, you know, just the ability to really share some of the issues you're facing with people who are kind of operating and running at a similar level, I'd say your peers. And it's been a source of, I would say, inspiration. It's been a source of counsel and wisdom. And then even, you know, the opportunity to tap into kind of the shared networks of relationships that exist inside of that group. And it's really hard to put a price and a value and pinpoint one thing, but I mean, there are a number of connections that I've, you know, been introduced to through people in the group that have certainly added value and helped solve some problems in my life. So I'm really thankful for that.
You know, Ben, when we think about what happens inside of there, that I can't discount at all the value of having a life group, a Sunday school class, a men's group, a way that I'm connecting with other people. But being inside of a group that's entrepreneurs that are trying to have an impact through their business for the kingdom of God, that's a different level of connection and a different level of conversation. I know that you're involved in different types of groups, whether or not they're spiritual groups or their business groups. Talk a little bit about how that difference has made an impact for you.
So I am, and I value counsel, and I value for relationships of people who are running the same direction, and we can encourage one another. So I'm a part of a number, about three actual groups right now of entrepreneurs that are around the country focused on what it means to fulfill our assignment on the earth, to see the kingdom of God advance, and ultimately to see, born again believers, sons and daughters of God, take their place of influence on the earth. So one of the things I love about Core Score is that this is a local expression of that. And I didn't have that locally. So I'm really thankful because ultimately I live in the Manhattan area, and I want to see his kingdom advance here. And there is something that's special and unique about getting to connect with people who are engaged on the ground in your, you know, your atmosphere, if you will, in your local geography, that it has, I think, will empower us to drive impact and bring the just the fruit of the Spirit, right, to our economy. I actually believe that God created the economy as a way to distribute goods and service and bless people on the earth. So I'm excited about the opportunity to partner with people who are walking in their calling, their destiny and assignment with the kingdom mindset and kingdom values.
You know, Ben, we've never had anybody that's recognized that in this concept of intersection of business and faith before, but you've just made me think about the fact that for a long time, I've had a consistent message with people that it seems to be easier to have impact when you can actually touch it. And so when we think about, for an example, I've always felt more comfortable about paying my Kansas income tax than I have my federal income tax.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying don't pay any of it, but it's like I know that I'm having a difference in my state when I'm writing my Kansas income tax. Well, I'm actually more excited to pay my local sales tax. Not that I want to pay them, but if I'm going to pay a tax, I want to pay it closer because I can have a personal impact on what goes on. And the further the dollar is away from me, then the less that I can have an impact. And if we're going to be an entrepreneur that's going to try to have an impact for the kingdom of God, then we need to be able to have that personal touch on that. So I really appreciate that. And I think that represents some wisdom that by being connected to your group, that you're going to have that. And people are actually able to collaborate, even inside of the tribe, to say, you know what, if we were to bind together, we can have a bigger impact by what we do. And we know that the Triplex plan, we've never talked about the Triplex plan on the podcast before, but we know that we actually will have a direct impact by doing that as a company, as well as all of the tribe members. So that's really cool that you've recognized that.
Yeah. I love the generosity is a core value of the kingdom. And as I've interacted with the people in the tribe, man, I see that core value intact and in place and in operation, and it's a lot of fun.
How do you present yourself as a business to people, clients, we'll say, that they know you're a Christian, as opposed to just, hey, I'm doing business with this guy, and he's a nice guy?
Yeah. So I am not a Christian in business. Like, I don't have a fish on my card. I'm not sure Jesus was a Christian. All right, I know that might be offensive. That might be too much, but Jesus was a son of God. Yeah. Right? That's who he was.
Yeah.
And that's who I am. Now, look, do I share my faith as the Holy Spirit opens opportunities? Absolutely. But I don't lead with it. I don't want people to do business with me because I'm a Christian. I want people to do business with me because I can serve them well, and they've heard that that's our heart. So that's really what I lead with. Now, does it lead to, I've had many Holy Spirit interviews, you know, interactions where, I mean, just the other day, we have a client right now that we're doing an addition to their house. And, you know, through that, our project manager really got to have a special moment with her where, and she just thanked them. She was very thankful for the way that this project has gone to date. And she shared with them that she really doesn't have an expectation that her husband's going to live through the year. And this is all about preparation for their future without him. And so he had a health issue. And man, I think that's really why we're here, is to love people, to serve them, to help them build a dream and really fulfill a need. And I think that we can do that in a way that love kind of smashes any fear that would surround a construction project. Is, and it's a great, I think people would prefer that than you know, to know that they hired a Christian, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, Ben, you are, that is a really strong example that we really aren't Christian companies. We are companies owned by Christians that are trying to reflect the kingdom of God in a secular world. Yep. And if we have the attitude that God actually owns our companies, that we are just the stewards, then we're out there to serve the world. And it's not that we're exclusively going to serve Christians. We're going to serve the world. But if we're going to serve the world the way God wants us to, then we are going to take that love to them. So,
yeah.
And I am sure that your customers truly appreciate the way that you do that.
Man, God loves the world. That's why he sent his son. And I mean, we get the opportunity to shine most brightly often with those who are totally lost and trapped in fear. And I can think of a number of customers who start there, but love really does create the atmosphere for miracles. And it's fun. It's really fun to know that it's all his, we're stewarding it. So that keeps us accountable. I mean, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So to know that, hey, we're going to give an account for what we do and how we treat his the people that he loves. And that really is the posture. And when you're in that place, I mean, you can trust that, man, God's going to take care of all everything we need, right, to sustain us, to, in fact, his desire is to cause us to thrive to the extent that, and he wants to bless us to the extent that it won't become an idol in our life, but we understand it all flows from him and to him.
Ben, thanks for coming on the show today. This has been wonderful.
Thank you. It's been great to be with you, and I look forward to see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. And we look forward to getting more tribe members to appreciate the association and to learn more and work together through Christ.
Yeah, if you're listening to today's podcast and you'd like more information, you can reach out on the web to www.corescore.net. There's lots to learn there, and you can always reach out directly to our team here at CoreScore. We're happy to take some time to discuss how you might be able to be involved, and always happy to help people figure out how this intersection of business and faith works out. So if you need to make a phone call, you can call 785-565-2429 or 785-556-5337. We're happy to connect with you. Jerry, thanks for making this happen today, brother.
You bet. And if you want to hear this again and other interviews we've done with people with CoreScore, you can go to our webpage, angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. We thank you all for being with us today. Mark and Ben here.